What it do to everybody on podcast? Welcome to season 4, episode 3. So y'all ready to finish off this dream? Sorry, y'all ready to finish off this dream? It's a couple more parts to it because these dreams we saw, you know, they be long, you know. The real David Sims, when he has dreams, they're not considered normal because he's not normal. You know, it kind of like tells his future, you know, especially with the girl that he's with, you know. And being as though he's going to be with his cousin Tanira for a very long time, because it says it in the Bible, in the New Testament, not the Old Testament. The New Testament's coming this summer, along with the documentary movie about my life. Might as well save my life, because I am a part of David Sims, because I am him. Just because I'm a duplicate of him don't mean that I'm not him. You know what I'm saying? I am him. You know what I'm saying? That's why I can be able to tell you everything about what's going on with him, because his brain is tapped into my brain. You know what I'm saying? So whatever he does, even though the real David Sims is not with his family, I know what he's doing, just like he knows what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, let's get it to more of the dream. I know where I left off at, because I just posted the second part to SoundCloud. So this is the third part. Now, I'm going to finish it off on SoundCloud too. So I remember I woke up in the morning and it was like 7 something in the morning, like 7 o'clock in the morning. And me and Tanira, they were up looking at the TV series, like early in the morning. The rest of my daughters, they were knocked out asleep. Tanira was still asleep because she's pregnant. You know what I'm saying? So everybody was still asleep. So I just remember, like, I go in there in the room, because it's a special theater room that I have, you know, set up for the kids and us, that we watch movies as a family. So they were in there watching it. And it was like, "Daddy, we're glad you up. You always up early. Guess what episode we're on?" I'm like, "What?" So they're like, "We're on season 2. I'm like, "Y'all on season 2? They're like, "Is this season 2 or season 3? So, and mind you, me and Tanira daughters are named Jessica and Layla. I said in the beginning, Jasmine and Layla. I said Jasmine and Layla, but their names are Jessica and Layla. I don't know why. I was thinking about another pair of my twin daughters. But anyway, yeah, they were watching, you know, the series about my life. And they just was up, you know. And, you know, Jessica was like, I think it's season 3. So they were really watching it. Like, they were really watching it. I'm like, "Wow, y'all really into this show." They was like, "Yeah, it's really good." So I'm like, "Okay, there's like, so all of this stuff really happened in your life?" I'm like, "Yeah, everything in there is about my life." So they like, "Wow. So who's this boy that's playing you like at 17? I'm like, "That's Diggy Simmons." So it's like, "He is cute." I'm like, "Okay. All right." She's like, "I mean, you're cuter because you're our daddy. But I'm just saying, like, you know, that was a really good choice to pick him to play you." I'm like, "Oh, okay." They're like, "Do you still, like, hang out with him?" I'm like, "Who, Diggy Simmons?" Yeah, I mean, you know, he's married. He has kids and stuff like that. So, I mean, he's always doing his thing. But, I mean, yeah, sometimes I hang out with him. Sometimes I don't. You know how your father is. I'm very private. So, they like, "Daddy, put that on pause. Jessica, put that on pause." So she's like, "All right, Layla." So they was like, "We want to talk to you about something. One of the episodes that we've seen down here. I don't know if it'd be season 2 or the season that we're looking at right now. But it was, no, I think it was season 1. Was it season 1? So Layla was like, I think it was. It was the episode where you was like, calling your mother name and she wasn't there. I think it was like your brothers was telling you that she wasn't in the family, like you was adopted and stuff like that, and they were calling you all these types of names and stuff. I'm like, yeah. She's like, what type of brothers do that to their little brother? I mean, like, you had it hard from the beginning, Dad. Like, wow, we didn't even know that that's how you had it. Like, you were literally calling your mother name. You're like, Mama. And you was calling her name, and you were like crying and stuff, and she was not even there. I'm like, yeah. She's like, that made us cry. Like, we were crying looking at that. I'm like, yeah, well, yeah, that really happened. She's like, did she eventually come home? I'm like, I guess she came home. I cried myself to sleep. Did y'all see the rest of the episode? She's like, yeah, you did cry yourself to sleep. Yeah, I guess she came home. I was like, she's like, hold on, wait a minute. Is that part where your mother was having sex, like, right? Because your room was like connected to her room. So did you really hear her? I'm like, yeah, I heard her having sex. Yeah, all that stuff really happened. I'm not, no, everything that you see in that show, everything, every episode, it all happened, okay? She was dating the dude called Mr. Robert. I called this ass Mr. Robert. I ain't like him either. But, you know, he was a damn drug addict. He stole money from my mother just to get high. You know, he did a lot of stuff. And my mother took him back every time he came back. I don't know, maybe she wanted love or something really bad where she just took him back every time he came back. And he would leave for months and then come back like everything's okay. Like that nigga. You know what I'm saying? So she's like, you really did love your mother though. You know, I can tell that you did. And as more looking at this series and seeing more about your life, I'm getting really into it. The rest of your daughters, like our sisters, gonna be so mad. Cause they kind of fell asleep. Not that they were bored, they just was like really tired. And they was like, just pause it and we can pick it up tomorrow. And me and Layla, we kept watching it. We didn't even like stop it. We just kept watching it. We didn't even go to sleep. I'm like, y'all been watching this all night? They like, yeah. I'm like, girls, y'all know we going to that museum and stuff, right? So they like, oh my God, that's today? I'm like, y'all birthday weekend is today. You know your mother is all very excited about this. Y'all turning 15. So they're like, oh man, we didn't think this through. I'm like, yeah, so what are y'all gonna do about rest? So they're like, we could just sleep in the car. I mean, I guess that's what we could do. I mean, what else can we do, Daddy? So I'm like, yeah, what else can you do? So they're like, Daddy, okay, so we got you up. You know, you always up before us anyway. I don't know what you be doing in the morning, but you be always up before us. So could we just talk to you? Because normally we talk to mom and she the one that tell us about you. But we rather ask you because you are father and we don't like, I don't think we should be scared to ask our daddy about, you know. I'm like, about what? There's like, about, you know, your love life or anything. Like, Daddy, who was your first real true love? I'm like, she's like, we pretty sure it wasn't Tanira, our mother. I mean, like, y'all were cousins, like, were y'all really close as teenagers? I'm like, it was like, because as we've seen in that show, in that episode, y'all was really close. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, we were really close as teenagers. I mean, we liked each other then as teenagers. When she came back from Arizona, we liked each other, but, you know, I ain't never tried anything. So she was like, that episode where you was like running away from your mother and you didn't want to go home to your mom, you was in your preteens. It was another person playing you. Who was that boy playing you? I'm like, his name Booker. He played on the show called Raven's Home on Disney. So she was like, I don't know what Raven's Home is. I'm like, you don't? She's like, no, I don't know what that is. I'm like, okay, well, that's before your time, baby. But yeah, that was like the person that was playing me in my preteens. So she's like, okay, so when you was over, what was his name? So later was like, his name was Keith. Jessica, his name was Keith, okay? The boy name was Keith that he went over his house, Keith, okay? So he's like, okay, Keith, when you was over Keith's house in Tenere and your other cousin Shannon came over, what, I mean, like, why didn't y'all do anything? I mean, y'all was already doing something. I mean, she was like on top of you and stuff. Why didn't you like go in for the kill? I think, do you think God knew then that something was there? I'm like, he probably did know. I mean, God said he'd been watching me ever since I was a baby. So he probably knew. So she was like, okay, so like, who is your real true love? I'm like, my real true love was a girl named Nikichi. She's like, who the hell is Nikichi? I'm like, Nikichi was a girl that I met through high school. I mean, y'all not gonna see all that until later on into the show. But yeah. And Nikichi was like my real true first, no, my first true love. Sorry about that, girls. My first true love was Chantel. Chantel was my first true love. And that was like Lord Tari and them niece. And they was like, oh yeah, we see in that. We see it all in the show. So is it true that your friend really stole him from you? I'm like, stole what? They was like, stole like Chantel from you while you was like away at your aunt's house. I'm like, yes, it's true. My best friend stole my girlfriend from me while I was away over my aunt's house. Yes, that is definitely true. So she's like, wow. But you got her back? I'm like, yeah, I got her back when I got older. She was like, yeah, I want her back. Yeah, so yeah, we dated for a while, like over the phone. We couldn't really see each other. I don't know why I'm telling y'all this, because it's in the show. Like, y'all gonna see everything. But yeah, that was my first true love. I think I was really broken up about that. And yeah, she just really did me wrong. But then along came Nikichi, and that was this, like, I thought it was Chantel that was my first true love, but then I think it was Nikichi, because I ain't never experienced anything like that with any girl before, that type of feeling. So it might have been Nikichi, because we really like hit it off. So she's like, so whatever happened to Nikichi? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what happened to Nikichi. I can't even tell you. I mean, they're like, but you got powers, Dad. Can't you like go to wherever she is? I'm like, yeah, I can go to wherever Nikichi is, but I don't think she want to hear from me. So they're like, Daddy, you are God. You're in the Bible. Like, you're in the real testaments. You have powers. She would want to hear from you. I'm like, I don't know about that, girls. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I don't even want to see her anyway, So they was like, you don't want to see her? I'm like, nah. So I'm like, y'all girls ask a lot of questions. They like, well, Daddy, we're your daughters. And of course, we want to know stuff. I'm like, all right. So I talked to my daughters, right? Because they would not let me leave out that room. When I finally left out, I just remember Tila called me. She was like, hey, David, are we still on for today? I'm like, yeah. Tanira, we trying to go around like 10. Like, we trying to, like, she's like, are y'all trying to leave out around 10? Or are y'all trying to get there by 10? I'm like, I think we trying to leave out around 10. So I can send you over the directions and stuff. You're like, okay. But that car that you built me, ain't it like
Ain't it like a smart car? Don't it it can tell me where to go and stuff like that, like automatically? It seems like don't it know exactly where I want to go? I'm like, yeah, the car that I got you for your birthday, yeah, it does tell you where you want to go at right away. She's like, okay. I'm like, I didn't know you wanted to take that car. She's like, that's the only car that's fucking smart. I'm like, okay, you want to take that car? She's like, yeah. David, I'm like, what's up? She's like, so I was just wondering, maybe next weekend I can cook dinner for you. We can hang out and stuff. I'm like, I don't know if that's a good idea. Me and my wife, I gotta talk to her about that. She's like, why do you gotta tell her that you're hanging out with the mother of your kids? I'm like, because that's my wife, man, and she's pregnant again. So she's like, you knocked her up again. I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, so that's a no? I'm like, yeah, we could hang out. So she's like, okay, next weekend? I'm like, yeah. It's like, all right, cool. So I get off the phone with her. Sorry about that, y'all, my voice. I get off the phone with her, and then JoJo calls me, and she was like, David. I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, we still on for today? What time are y'all trying to go? I'm like, 10 o'clock in the morning. She's like, are y'all trying to leave out by 10 or be there by 10? I'm like, we trying to I guess leave out by 10. You taking the smart car I made you? She's like, of course, that's the only car that knows exactly where to go at. So I'm like, yeah, I would figure you would want to take that car. So she's like, I'm like, what are you looking at me like that for? She's like, you can't even tell, can you? I'm like, tell what? She's like, I've been crying all night. I'm like, why the hell you been crying all night? She's like, because I miss you and you acting like you don't even miss me. I'm like, JoJo, I told you how I felt. I'm not doing this early in the morning with you, baby. She's like, well, why don't you come over here and show me I'm your baby? I'm like, JoJo. It's like, what? I'm like, we about to see each other in a few hours. So like, okay. And you can't see me? You've been seeing me, now what? You don't want to make love to me anymore? I'm like, JoJo. That's not what I'm saying. She's like, so what are you saying? I'm like, I'm saying that it's just. She's like, you just love Tanira, don't you? You just love her. She loves you too, I can tell. I'm like, I love you too, JoJo. So she's like, well, you sure don't show it. So I had to go see the girl. I teleported to her. Sometimes I cave in because I'm just, too nice and I just want to make everybody happy, So, yeah, I had to make love to JoJo because she has my kids. She has birthed my teenager daughters, you know what I'm saying? So, I can't not make her happy, But Tanira was knocked the hell out of sleep. I mean, really knocked out of sleep. So, I remember, and when I came back, teleporting from JoJo Siwa, Tanira was still knocked the hell out. But I was kissing on her. I wanted to see what she was thinking about in her mind. She was actually thinking about marrying, getting remarried, because I marry her, I remarry her every 2 months and stuff, right? That's just because I'm just I'm in love with her. But it says it in the New Bible that I remarry her a lot. And yeah, she was just thinking about me and her, but she was also thinking about fighting some of my baby mothers. So obviously that's on her mind. So I woke her up making love to her. That's how I do. I make love to my wife, passionate love, wake her up doing that. And she get into it. Then after we was done, she was just like, that's the way to wake up early in the morning. I hear that TV on. I'm like, yes, yeah, in the movie room. Our daughter's been watching my series about my life since they started watching it, and they've been watching it since Friday night, was Friday evening, all the way into now. She's like, they haven't got any sleep. So how are they gonna go to the museum? They going. They better just sleep in the car. I'm like, that's what they said they was gonna do. So she was like, oh, okay, well, they better just sleep in that damn car. I'm like, so, you know, I was thinking. She's like, what was you thinking about, honey? She's like, what was you thinking about, honey? I'm like, well, I was thinking, like, when we get remarried again, I kind of want to go out of town and do it. She's like, well, David, we can do whatever you want to do. It don't matter. Whatever you want to do, we can do it. So I'm like, really? She's like, David, the last couple of times we got remarried, I always picked the damn location. You never picked it. I don't know why you never really like tuned in to see like, oh, I want to pick the location. Like you always let me do it. Now that you say you want to pick it, I'm all for it. Okay. I'm like, all right. She's like, David, remember that time you turned into Michael B. Jordan and you like, I really thought it was him. And I was like, boy, what the hell are you doing? And you was like kissing all over me, and I was like hitting you and stuff. And I was like, I'm married, get off of me. And you was like, it's me. And you turned back. You know, I remember that day. That day was crazy as hell. Like, you literally walked in. And I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, you remember that? It's like, I remember all the damn celebrities that you turned into. And I was like, yo, don't ever do that again, because you really like got the shit out of me. And I thought it was really him for a minute. I was like, yo, what the hell are you doing in my house? So I'm like, I'm sorry, baby. So she's like, but it was good though. It was good. It was fun. It was fun. But I told you to turn back. Like, I didn't want you to make love to me as Michael B. Jordan. I'm like, okay. She's like, although a lot of girls would want you to, but I love you for who you are. You know that, baby. And I'm like, I know that. And now look. So my daughter's coming in like, oh, both of y'all up, mommy. So they like, you know, calling our name. And Tanera were like, why didn't y'all get no sleep? So it's like, we were up watching the show. So she like, you do know that we're going to your father's museum. You do know that, right? So they like, So they like, it's your birthday weekend. You're turning 15 on Sunday. So both of y'all girls are. So why are y'all not getting any rest? So they was like, we sorry, mom. So they was like, mom, can we ask you a question? So I'm like, y'all ask too many damn questions. It is early in the morning, y'all. Wait, y'all waking up with questions. So I'm like, do y'all got any homework? So Jessica was like, I did all my homework. Layla was like, I did mine too. I'm like, well, bring y'all damn homework in here. Let me see what the hell y'all did. So they bring their homework and I'm like, that's all they gave you. That's it. So they like, I'm like, all right, well, go ahead. Well, what do y'all want to ask y'all mother? They're like, can we put our homework back in our room? I'm like, yeah, go ahead. So Tanera like, I shouldn't even see, they always asking questions. Now you know what I'm talking about. So they come in, they like, mommy and daddy. Well, this question is for mommy. Mommy. So she was like, So she was like, okay, we just really, really curious. So how did daddy, 'cause you said you was married before you like started being with daddy on a physical level. So like you was like really in love with him? Like what was his name? She's like, Faraji. So she was like, okay. She's like, was you, she's like, yeah, I was happily married. She's like, so how did it happen? Like with you and my father, like how did he take you from that Faraji, whatever his name is? She's like, his name is Faraji. He waited till Faraji left one night. Faraji had to go somewhere. The kids were asleep. Your father teleported into the room. Well, he just teleported into my apartment. And I was like, I was pretty much like getting out the shower and stuff. I had a towel on, and he was just like looking at me, and I was surprised to see him. And I know that I didn't leave the door open because Faraji always locks up. So he said he had to talk to me, and he told me that he's seen God and stuff. I really didn't believe his ass, but I should have believed him because I'm trying to figure out how the hell he get in my damn apartment. So we go in the bathroom, and then he tells me that he's seen God again and that I was in the testaments as his wife and stuff. And then he just turned into this damn animal, the teen wolf. And that's when I believed him. And I was just like, It kind of like freaked me out a little bit when he turned into that teen wolf. It was just like, okay. And then he had sex with me, in the car because I didn't want to have sex in the house with the kids and stuff. And around that time, I didn't know that he could make both of us invisible where nobody can hear us and stuff. I didn't know that because, you know, it was just happening. And then for a while, I was juggling being married to Faraji and I guess having an affair with your father. And I had my tubes tied. So I didn't even know that he could actually get me pregnant, you know? So when it happened, and that's when I was got pregnant with two girls. And so when it happened, it was just like, oh God. I couldn't believe it. But then I could because I realized that he ain't normal. And if he's really in his Bible, like he say he is, then obviously his sperm ain't normal. So here you go. You girls are right here. So they like, wow. So are you saying that we was made in a car? Like y'all too, like do you think that that's what happened? It's like, I don't know when your father made you inside of me, but it might have happened in the car. It might have happened in the bathroom. It might have happened when we went to, I was already pregnant in Vegas. So I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it might have happened in the car the first time he had sex with me. I don't know, but all I know is that it happened. And why I got you girls in here, since y'all like to ask questions so much, I'm pregnant. So they're like, really? Daddy, mommy's pregnant. So I'm like, I know. She told me. Speaking of this, the private nurse, well, you know my nurse is coming over. You know what I do, baby. She's like, I know you like to give the DNA tests. I'm like, you know me so well. So the nurse came over, checked out my wife, Tanira, and gave the DNA test, and it came back that it was mine's. And I always just give DNA tests because that's just how I am, I always try to think outside the box, you know what I'm saying? So I remember the nurse was like, I got all pretty nurses. Every girl that worked for me is just really, really pretty. So Tanira don't like that. So the nurse was flirting with me, told me to like walk her to her car and stuff, that she had something for me. So Tanira was like, no, he don't need to walk you to your car. So she was like, I need to give him something. He's my boss. So she's like, well, go walk your ass out there, get whatever the hell you gotta get out your car and give it to him. He don't need to walk with you to no car. So she was like, yeah, he do. I mean, well, I need to talk to him. It's personal. So she's like, okay, well, I don't care. If you can't say it in front of me, then you can't say it at all. So she's like, fine, I won't say it. So she's like, yeah. So obviously, you probably don't have nothing to give him. So why don't you keep yourself? She's like, why don't you take yourself into your car that my husband paid for? Because I'm pretty sure he paid for that. And I'm pretty sure he's paying for all this nice stuff you got on your body. So she's like, I work for all this nice stuff I got on my body. So she's like, yeah, well, your job here is done. She's like, okay. So she walks off and whatever like that. And Tanira was like, what type of relationship do you have with your nurses? I'm like, I don't, what? She's like, what type of relationships do you have with them? I'm like, are you trying to say that I'm doing things with that girl? She's like, I don't know. Girl is very thick and pretty. So I don't know what you're doing with that girl. I'm like, I'm not doing nothing with the girl, Tanira. I don't know what she had to tell me. So she's like, I'm like, Tanira, I'm not doing nothing, okay? She's like, you better not, David. I'm not playing because I find out I'm killing that girl. She not even gonna be alive to even have a relationship with you. Don't play with me. I'm like, okay. She's like, I'm serious. I'm so serious, David. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, y'all girls here, y'all mother threatening me? So they're like, don't threaten daddy like that, mommy. So she's like, oh, this is a good type of threat, girls. This is a good type of threat. This is a good type of threat. When y'all girls get married, y'all will understand. I'm like, see, why are you putting that in their head, Tanira? So she's like, what? I'm like, Tanira, see, it's like, I'm sorry, girls. I wasn't supposed to say that. So I'm like, anyway, it's like, so we go in the kitchen. She cooking breakfast for the kids and stuff. All of my daughters, they ended up getting up or whatever like that. So I remember I go into the room as Tanera, like talking to all of my daughters, including our daughters. I get a phone call from Sophia. She's one of my dance instructors, right? I did a movie with this girl, but I never did anything sexual with this girl. Like, I mean, we flirted, hung out a few times, we kissed a lot, but I never really take it all the way with this girl because she was just so sweet. You know what I'm saying? And she played on Andy Mack on Disney as the girl Buffy. And I really like disliked her attitude. I never really like went all the way with her because I felt like if I did, I was like gonna take like taking advantage of her or something like that. So, not saying that I'm taking advantage of these other celebrity girls, but because they obviously wanted it. But I'm saying like for her, it was just really different. So she called me up. She's like, "Hey, David." I'm like, "Who is this?" She's like, "It's your dance instructor, your employee. I need to show you some things for the competition. You mind if you can slide through?" I'm like, to the dance studio. It's like over my house. You mind coming over my house for a minute?" I'm like, "Yeah, okay." So I just teleported to her while Tanera was occupied with our daughters. So it was still really early. So I'm like, "I'm right here. What's up?" So she's like, "Okay, I just want to show you the dances that I taught them. You know, we're going on the road on tour for a few days. You said you were coming, you and your wife." I'm like, "Yes." So she was like, "You know what, David? I'll show you that later. I really gotta tell you something." I'm like, "What?" She was like, "It's something that really been bothering me." I'm like, "What?" She's like, "You remember when we did that movie together? And it was a big hit. Everybody loved it. And everybody thought that we were actually really a couple. I can't help but to think that I wanted it to be real." I'm like, "So like, why didn't you never really take advantage of me? Like, why didn't you never really kiss me? You did kiss me, but how come you never really went all the way with me? What was something wrong with me? I mean, my body wasn't what you wanted." I'm like, No. Your body was exactly what I wanted. But, you know, I don't know. I just didn't go all the way with you." She's like, "But why though? Why didn't you never go all the way with me? I'm standing right here. We ain't doing no movies." I'm like, "What?" She's like, "You want to know what I got under this robe?" I'm like, "No." So she take it off anyway. I'm like, "Oh God." So I'm turning around. She's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm turning away. I'm married. I got a wife." She's like, "Oh, you got a wife? Oh, really? Your wife ain't here to save you now." I'm like, "Look, come on, man. Look, this is not good, okay? You work for me. We cannot do this." She's like, "Yes, we can. It's okay." I'm like, "No, it's not. 'Cause then if I get you pregnant, then you're gonna want me to be with you fully. And I can't commit to that 'cause I'm with my wife. I'm married to Tanira. That is my wife." So she's like, "Your wife is not here." I'm like, "Sophia, I cannot do this, okay?" She's like, "Yes, you can. You did it any other time. Why can't you do it with me?" I'm like, that was the old David, okay? I don't do that stuff no more." She's like, You do. You still do?" I'm like, "Listen, you work for me, Sophia. I cannot do that to you." She's like, "You couldn't do it when we, you know what? Fine." I'm like, "What is wrong with you?" She's like, "I'm standing here literally half naked and you don't want to do anything with me. You know how many boys want to do stuff with me?" I'm like, "Well, why don't you let them?" She's like, "I'm saving myself for you, David. I love you." I'm like, "Okay. Oh." It's like, "David, I promise you, I can play it cool. If we have sex, I promise you, I'll play it cool. But as long as we could keep having sex and stuff, and you know, I'm like an affair, I can't. I mean, I have a wife, and she's a really good wife." She's like, "David." So I'm like, "Oh God, this girl, why'd she put me in this damn predicament?" So I ended up having sex with the girl, right? I didn't want to, y'all. I really didn't want to. So I had sex with the girl. I bust my nut. I did what I had to do. She was really happy, but I wasn't. But I act like I was, and I was like, you know, like holding her and stuff like that. She was like talking to me and stuff. Then I like teleported back to my house, and I'm like sitting on the bed, and Tanae was like, "Hey, baby." I'm like, "Hey, honey." She's like, "What's wrong? What's wrong, baby?" I'm like, nothing's wrong, honey." She's like, "Baby, you can tell me anything. What's wrong?" So I'm like, nothing, baby. You ready?" She's like, "Yes." I'm like, "Come here. I want to hold my wife." She's like, "Okay." So I'm holding her. I'm like, "Tanira, I love you, girl." She's like, "I love you too." It's like, "You don't love our kids?" I'm like, "Yeah, I love our kids." She's like, why would you say that?" It's like, because the way you say, "Oh, I love you, girl." Like, we don't got no kids. I'm like, "Yeah, we got kids, baby. Let's make some more." It's like, "I'm already pregnant with your baby." Fine. I'm in the early stage anyway. So I'm like, "Come on, let's make some more babies." She's like, "Okay." So we having sex or whatever like that. I do my thing with Tanera. And it was just like really passionate. She's like, "Oh, David, you was really into that." I'm like, "Yeah, you was too." She's like, "I'm always into it when we have sex." So I don't think our daughters heard us having sex. I don't really think they care because, I mean, that's my wife. You know, what do you do when you have a wife? So I remember we went out and we met up with Tila, JoJo Siwa, and we went to the museum. It was a real museum, and that shit was crazy. It was like a serious museum. Like, it was a huge ass museum of me, like of a lot of stuff, my childhood, everything. It was a lot of stuff, like history about me, and it was crazy. Tanera was also in there as well, as Mother Nature and as my cousin and stuff. They had a lot of things about my baby mothers, my famous baby mothers, like Tila, JoJo Siwa, Zendaya. You know, the list goes on and on. Selena Gomez. It was pretty much wild. So I had fun at the museum. Everybody had fun at the museum. So we had fun. And I couldn't help but I kept thinking about Sophia. Because, I mean, like, I ain't going to lie. I ain't want to have sex with her, but it was good sex. I mean, I'm not going to front. Say it wasn't. It was definitely really good. So I was like, "God damn it. This girl and threw it on me, and now I can't get her ass out my head." So she was calling me, and she was like, "Hi, David." I'm like, "Hey, Sophia. So when y'all girls going to Rose?" She's like, like next week. I'm like, "Oh, okay." So Tanera was like, "Oh, that's Sophia." So she's like, "Put her on the phone." So she's like, because I think, well, Tanera and Sophia are like kind of like friends a little bit. So I put them on the phone. And Tanera was like, "Hey, Sophia." She was like, "Hey." He's like, "When the girls go on tour?" She's like, "Next week. They go on a dance tour next week. I already told your husband about it." So she's like, "Okay, yeah, we gonna be there. You know, we gonna be there. You know." She's like, "That's good. I wouldn't have it any other way." So she's like, "You mind if I speak to your husband about the plays and stuff? Since this is his business, you know, this is his dance studio and stuff." So she's like, yeah, no problem." So I get back on the phone. I'm like, "Yeah, Sophia." She's like, "You still got me on speakerphone?" I'm like, "No." She's like, "Oh, can you come by the house again?" I'm like, "And do what?" She's like, "You know what David, I don't need to say it. I think you know what I'm talking about." I'm like, "Look, I can't do that." So Tanera was like, "Do what?" I'm like, "Look, I gotta call you back." So Tanera was like, "What do you can't do?" I'm like, no, it was just, you know, it was something else, you know. She was like, "What was it?" I'm like, it was, you know, she was just talking about another dance team or something like that. It's like, "Oh, she wanted you to cheat. She better not start that cheating stuff. You know how you are. You know you a fair man." I'm like, "Yeah, that's right, baby. I am a fair man." It's like, "Yeah, that's right." So, you know, we go out, you know, we go shopping. And I guess my daughters, for the very first time, really seen how serious I was. Because I ain't forget to change us into different people. I just was like, you know, we just going to go in there and shop. But then they realize, they like, we can't go in there without our father being our father, because He is huge. Everybody gonna want to see him and take pictures with him. It's just not gonna happen. So, being as though that ain't gonna happen, and they realized that it wasn't gonna happen because it was like a riot and everybody was coming out the stores, the workers was coming out the stores, even the security guards. It was just like they were leaving their posts to like run up to me and stuff. So it was like really crazy. And so my daughter was like, "Daddy, if we don't know how serious they was like, if we don't know how serious you are, we definitely know now." I'm like, "Yeah." So Tanera was like, "Baby, I forgot to tell you to change us to different people so they wouldn't recognize you or me." I'm like, "Yeah, I know, baby. It's okay." She's like, we can still do it. Just change us to some different people." So I'm like, "All right." So I had to change all of us into different people. And we went in there and we went, you know, in the mall and we shopped and stuff like that and got a lot of stuff. It was pretty fun. So they was like, "Daddy and Mommy, that actually worked." I'm like, "Yeah, well, you know, what do you expect? Your mother's a genius." So it's like, "No, you're the genius." So I just remember, you know, we get in the car or whatever like that. I took them out to eat. And Sophia, my dance instructor, was at the restaurant. It was pretty damn creepy. So she was at the restaurant. And I'm looking and she comes over and she's like, "Hi, I was just happened to be in the neighborhood and I seen y'all, just, you know, just wanted to say hi." So Tanera was like, "Hi, Sophia. How did you know we was going to be at this restaurant?" So she's like, "I didn't. I just happened to come here. Like, I come here a lot and I just happened to see y'all, you know, coming in with y'all family. I just wanted to say hi. You know, it'd be rude not to say hi." So she's like, "Well, I'm gonna go back to my table." She's like, "Who did you come with?" So she was like, "I came with a friend." So she's like, "Where is she?" She's like, "Oh, she's in the bathroom." So I'm like, in the bathroom. She's like, "Matter of fact, I'll go get her." So she goes in the bathroom, and so they were like, "That is obviously weird as shit. Why in the hell was she? What is she following us?" I'm like, "I don't think so. I mean, I don't know." So she's like, "David, what the hell is going on with that girl?" I'm like, "I don't know what's going on with Sophia, but I'm about to find out. Because I don't want my students to be around a creepy girl." She's like, "You better go find out what's wrong with that girl." So I go in there and she grabbed me into the girl's bathroom. I'm like, "Girl, what are you doing?" She's like, "David, I'm sorry I followed you." I'm like, "What the hell are you doing, Sophia?" She's like, "I like you, and I think you like me, too." I'm like, "Sophia, look, we had sex, and it was really good. I'm not going to lie." She's like, "So that means you liked it?" I'm like, "Yeah, I liked it. I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed myself." So she's like, "So you can enjoy yourself again." I'm like, "No, I cannot do that. Okay, I told you that I'm married the first time. Did you not hear me?" So it's like, "David, she won't find out." I'm like, "If you keep doing stuff like this, she definitely gonna find the hell out. Look, I can't have my wife thinking I'm a cheater, okay? I cheated on her a lot of times before, and I can't do that. I love her." So she's like, "David, I will tell your wife and break your heart. I will break her heart. I'll tell your wife, and I'll tell your kids." I'm like, "Girl, I'll fire you. You ain't gonna blackmail me." So she's like, "David, all right, just think about it." I'm like, "You just gonna tell me you gonna tell my damn wife?" She's like, "I'm not really gonna tell your wife. I can keep a secret. You have to trust me. I can keep a real secret." So I'm like, "Sophia, I can't do this. Okay, now you need to leave. Okay, this is obviously creepy as hell." So Tanera, she was like coming in. She was like, "Yeah, it is creepy. What are you doing in this girl bathroom, David?" I'm like, "I was coming in here to talk to her about what was she doing here." She's like, "You can leave out." And so I left out. At least I act like I was leaving out. She was like, "Sophia." She's like, "Yes, Tanera." She's like, "Back off of my husband." So she's like, "What?" She's like, "I know that you are coming on to my husband." So she's like, "What?" She's like, "You forget who I am? I'm Mother Nature. I know what you're doing. And I know that you've been trying to throw yourself at my husband." So she's like, "You want to keep that damn job? you better stop throwing yourself at my husband. Do you hear me? So she's like, yeah. She's like, so what I want you to do, I want you to use this bathroom, and then I want you to walk your ass out this restaurant. Do you understand me? Because I don't think you have anything to get from this restaurant besides my husband. So she's like, okay. She's like, so use the bathroom. She's like, I already used it. She's like, then get the hell out. Not after you wash your hands. Like, wash your hands and then get the hell out. So she washed her hands or whatever. She's like, now go. So she left all the way out the restaurant or whatever like that. And I came back in and Tanera was crying. I'm like, Tanera, what are you crying for? It's like, you want her? I'm like, no, I don't want her, Tanera. I told her. She's like, I heard everything. I know you don't want her. David, see, this is what I'm talking about. You cannot have pretty girls working for you. I'm like, yes, I can. It's like, they're going to fall for you, David. I'm like, that's not true. She's like, Sophia likes you, and it's obvious that she is definitely on you. And she followed you all the way to a restaurant. Who's to say she didn't follow us to the museum? She probably was in the museum, too. I'm like, maybe she was. Tanera, I don't know. All I know is that I don't want that girl. I want you, Tanera. So she's like, you, okay, all right. I'm like, stop crying. It's like, I'm sorry, but you know how I get when it comes to these girls. Then it always happens when you get me pregnant, David, that these girls show up. I'm like, okay. It's like, I'm like, come here, girl. You ain't supposed to be stressed out being pregnant, honey. So it's like, okay, I'm not. So we come back out. Well, I had sex with Tanera in the bathroom, in the restaurant bathroom. Then we came out. And so my daughters was like, what took y'all so long? And, you know, Jessica was like, Mom, why is your hair so messed up? She's like, what? She's like, your hair, why is it so fluffy? She's like, your daddy was helping me with something in the bathroom. So she's like, what was he helping you with? So she's like, nothing, none of your business, girl. Why are you worried about it? It's between us two. Don't worry about it. He was helping me with something. And don't worry, he got the job done. Ain't that right, Daddy? So I'm like, yeah, that's right, Mama. So Jessica was like, ew, did y'all two have sex in the bathroom? That's a community bathroom. So she's like, you know, what if somebody walked in and seen y'all doing that stuff? So she's like, well, first of all, your father isn't normal. And he could turn us into invisible people. Nobody would even hear us having sex. So she was like, that's still a community bathroom. You know that, like, other people got to go in there. So she's like, so, I mean, me and your daddy wanted to do stuff. So we did it. And what's wrong with showing your affection everywhere you go at? We love each other. It's nothing wrong with showing your affection for your husband. And there's nothing wrong for your daddy to show affection for his wife. Nothing wrong for that. It's nothing wrong with that. Y'all too, when y'all, you know what? I'm not even going to say that because your father got mad when I said it the first time. I'm not going to say it. So, you know, the waitress came out, pretty much got our orders and stuff. And then she was like, are you David Sims? Like D. David Sims? I'm like, yeah, I'm David Sims. So she was like, oh my goodness. I could not believe it's really you. Can I please take a picture? I mean, I got to take a picture with you. Please. So she takes a picture with me and stuff. She's like, and Tanera, can you get up? Like, your mother nature. Can you please take a picture with me too? So she's like, yeah, sure. She's like, this is such a great day for me. I knew that something special was going to happen today. I just knew it. So I just remember we took some pictures because every time I go out, when people recognize me, they want to take photos. So to my knowledge, they see me taking pictures with this waitress, and now everybody wanted to take pictures with me. And so it got crowded, a little bit overcrowded. So I don't think we really ate anything because Tanera was like, this is not like going shopping or going to the market. You know, we can't, like, I'm not going to ask you to change us into different people because that means that we got to wait for a waitress to come out all over again. Like, we just gonna cook dinner. So it wasn't even dinner time yet. So it was like lunchtime in the evening time. So We went home. Tanera started cooking. And I'm like, Sophia, this girl crazy. So I went to the dance studio to like check out everything. And Sophia was there. So I'm like, Sophia? She's like, hey, David, I'm sorry if I caused any trouble between you and your wife. I just really like you. And I just thought that maybe you would like me too. I'm like, I mean, I do like you, but you know I'm married. She's like, what's wrong with just, okay, we won't call it a fling. Let's just say you're relieving your stress inside of me. I'm like, but what if I get you pregnant, Sophia? What about that? She's like, I won't tell your wife that you got me pregnant if that's what you're thinking. I'm like, so what are you going to do about the class, like the students? So she's like, I can get a substitute. I mean, if I start showing, I mean, I can get someone to fill in for me. So I'm like, David, I am a girl. I'm a woman. I am going to have these type of tendencies. I'm like, but then I thought about it. I mean, like, I am having sex with JoJo, you know, so might as well just go ahead and have sex with her. Now, I go ahead and have sex with her a second time, and we was in the dance studio. So we were in the dance studio in her office because she has her own office in there. And I was like, goodness gracious, your goddamn going pussy is really good. It's addictive, you know that? So she's like, well, you know, your dick is really addictive too. It's like, it's crazy, mind-blowing. I'm like, you like it, don't you? It's like, yeah. I mean, I got to catch my breath a little bit. I mean, whew, a lot of sweat coming down my face. I'm like, yeah. She's like, I thought maybe I was dancing a little bit. You know, when you dance and you work up a sweat. I'm like, yeah, So she's like, David, I'm sorry if I'm like forcing you to do this. I'm like, no, you ain't forcing me to do this. She's like, I know you wanted to do this. Now, look, David, I am good at keeping secrets, and I will not make it known that we're doing anything. And I'm sorry I followed you and your family, and I'm sorry I stalked you. I'm like, yeah, just don't do that again. That was pretty creepy. She's like, okay, I won't do that anymore. I'm like, okay. She's like, all right. So when we go on the road, I'm like, look, I got to go. My wife calling me. She's like, okay. So I went back to Tenera. She's like, baby, where the hell you go at? I'm like, what? I was in the bathroom. She's like, oh. I'm like, what's wrong, baby? She's like, I don't know if we should go on that dance tour thing. I'm like, why? She's like, because after experience that episode with that girl, Sophia, I don't really think we should go. I'm like, so what do you think we should do? She's like, David, you got technology, right? Where you can see what the hell they doing? I'm like, yeah. She's like, then that's what we're going to use. We're not going because she's not going to be making moves on my husband. I'm like, okay. She's like, and I knew she was trying to be my friend to get close to you. I'm like, okay, she's like, oh, the nerve of these girls. I'm like, yeah, Tanera. But don't worry about it. I took care of it. She's like, what you mean you took care of it? I'm like, I took care of it. She's like, you fired her? What the hell you do? I'm like, I took care of it, baby. She's like, how did you do it? I'm like, I told her, like, you know, she might have to take some time off for a few, you know, few days, maybe a few weeks. She's like, okay, well, that was a good idea. So what I'm going to do, y'all, I'm gonna finish this story on SoundCloud. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I am not falling for Sophia, okay? I'm not falling for Sophia. I'm not, okay? And Tanera knows it is always going to be her. Everybody should know that. It's going to always be Tanera, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't falling for her. I'm just giving her what she wants. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I could have made a move on her when we were doing that movie. But, I mean, I kissed her a lot, but I ain't never had sex with the girl. And I know she probably wondered why I never take it all away. But anyway, I'm going to finish the second part on my SoundCloud. Y'all know, y'all make sure y'all be able to get up on there, you know, do y'all things or whatever like that. But yeah. Oh, and another thing. No, man, let me get on there.